From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting just 2 days after the Catalonian Regional Parliament voted to declare independence. Hundreds of thousands of pro-Spanish demonstrators marched through the streets of the regional capital, Barcelona. They clapped, sang, and chanted while carrying red and yellow Spanish flags and holding placards that said, Te Doros, it belongs to all of us. Sophie Fernandez was among those taking part.
We want to have a voice, and we don't have that.
Monash University analyst Stuart King said while a large gathering, it is not historically considered a large protest.
The local police force, not the Catalan police force, but the local Barcelona police force, estimate there was about 300,000 people in the demonstration. And to put it in context, at the beginning of the Second Gulf War, for example, there were over 1 million people protesting in the streets of Barcelona.
Following the Catalan government's independence vote, Madrid temporarily stripped the region of autonomy, dismissed regional president Carles Puigdemont and his executive, and called for new elections December 21st. The political dispute was sparked by a banned independence referendum held October 1st. Polls in recent elections suggest the region is evenly divided over independence. At least 27 people were killed following a weekend attack claimed by the al-Shabaab insurgency on the Nasser Hablad Hotel in Mogadishu. The siege lasted hours. Following this latest attack, two senior security officials were fired over their failure to stop such violence. Twin bombings in the Somali capital 2 weeks ago left hundreds dead, the country's worst ever such attack. This is VOA News. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani announced Sunday his intention to give up the post of president following an independence referendum that backfired. Mr. Barzani insisted the referendum was meant to find a peaceful solution to problems with Baghdad. James Jeffrey, distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, said this is a key step in annulling the results of the September 25th referendum denounced by Baghdad as illegal.
If he steps down, then that will open the door to the step of annulling the referendum vote, because that is the demand of both the Abadi government in Baghdad and all of the neighbors.
Jeffrey said the U.S. and Western allies have urged the Iraqi government to reach a ceasefire with Kurdish forces after seizing the Kurdish-held city Kirkuk. The two sides are engaged in talks and control of the Kurdistan region's border crossings, including one involving a oil pipeline carrying exports into Turkey. President Donald Trump Sunday denounced as a witch hunt an investigation into alleged links between his campaign and Russia and the tilt the outcome of the last year's election. He accused Democrats of engaging in evil politics. The tweet followed a report that a federal grand jury has approved an indictment, although the identity of the person has not been revealed. Meanwhile, Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins, member of the Intelligence Committee, told the CBS program Face the Nation that Democrats should be questioned about a dossier compiled over Mr. Trump's alleged ties to Russia.
It's difficult to imagine that a campaign chairman, that the head of the DNC would not know of an expenditure of this magnitude and significance, but perhaps there's something more going on here. But certainly it's worth additional questioning of those two witnesses.
It was reported last week that the Democratic Party hired the firm behind the dossier. Liberia's ruling Unity Party is challenging results of the first round of presidential elections in which its candidate came in second. It accused President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf of interfering with the results of the October 10 election. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has insisted his country will continue producing missiles for its defense, adding it's not a violation of the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. His comment follows U.S. congressional action to impose new sanctions on Tehran. Voters in Iceland ousted the tiny Nordic island nation's center-right government Sunday, opening the possibility of a leftist coalition. Prime Minister Bjarni Benediktsson, in power less than a year, called the snap election after a ruling coalition partner pulled out. The remains of Thailand's late king, Bhumibol Adulyadej, were brought to their final resting place Sunday, ending a five-day funeral and a year of official mourning. The king was seen as a stabilizing presence for decades. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.